Checking top stories now. Meat processor Cargill is recalling 36 million pounds of ground turkey. It's been linked to dozens of salmonella illnesses in 26 states, and authorities believe may also be related to one death in California. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg putting up $30 million of his own money to fund a new program. He wants to improve economic and educational opportunities for young black and Latino males in the city.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, that's Chicago native Jennifer Hudson singing happy birthday to the president. He turns 50 today. He attended an early birthday celebration last night in Chicago. Going to two campaign fundraisers right after that. Allison Kosick, the New York Stock Exchange, where the trading day just getting started. Allison, what do you think? What can we expect today? I guess I ask you that every day, don't I? Especially in this time when we're really watching those numbers.
And we really are. And you know what? It looks like yesterday's gains, they were just a mirage. We're watching stocks drop right now. The Dow down 72 points. Hey, but let's look on the bright side. The blue chips did manage to snap their eight-session losing streak on Wednesday ever so briefly. You know what? Investors, they continue to worry about where the economy is headed. And there are new concerns about how serious Europe's economic problems are right now. Back here at home, weekly jobless claims edged down by just 1,000 to 400,000. It's better than expected. But you know what? Still nothing to write home about. I do have one good piece of news, though. General Motors earnings, the automaker posted big jumps in both quarterly sales and profits. GM saying it sees solid improvement this year. Kira?
You know, we talked about this yesterday, and I'm curious after watching the markets, the way they ended up at the end of the day. This talk about the possibility of another recession. You mentioned it. What was the reaction by the end of the day?
You know what? Traders and economists, they continue to be increasingly worried. You know, just in the past week or two, I'm hearing these whispers get louder about this R word again. Even we saw in an op-ed by Larry Summers, he was the Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and the first director of the National Economic Council under President Obama. He said there's a 1 in 3 chance of a new recession. And you know what? All of this talk is stirring up more talk of the Fed possibly stepping in with another stimulus package to boost the economy. And that chatter, Kira, is the reason we saw markets end a bit higher yesterday. Still, even though all of these odds for a recession are increasing, many people are still saying it is unlikely a second recession will actually happen. But what we really need to see is this economic data improve before everybody is absolutely certain of that, Kira.
All right, Allison Kosick from the New York Stock Exchange. Allison, thanks. Well, Congress is on summer break. And they're getting a lot of flack for it, too. Why? Well, they left town without funding the Federal Aviation Administration. So now 4,000 FAA workers are facing a month or more without a paycheck. And tens of thousands of private workers are also cut off because airport construction projects had to be shut down.
We're just like anybody else. We're just trying to go to work, get a paycheck, have a good job, get our medical benefits back.
Put people before politics. Let's get America back to work now. And let's start right here on this project.